We will now have a very interesting dialogue between Hiralal and Gyanchand, who will be discussing about living and non-living beings. Hiralal has some confusion over understanding the concepts of living and non-living, while Gyanchand is adept with the knowledge. So we'll have Hiralal, who is Samir here, and Rachel and Manas, who will be playing Gyanchand's role, who will be giving us the dialogue.
How sweet is my name? Yes, sweet it certainly is. Though a diamond is valuable, it is lifeless. Would you like to be transformed into a non-living? What do you mean by the living and the non-living?
Don't you know the living being? You yourself are a living being. One who knows and perceives is a living being. In other words, one who possesses the power of perception is a living being.
A non-living?
A non-living is one that knows not and possesses no power of perception. Both you and I are living beings because we possess the power of knowing. Diamond, gold, silver, table, chair, etc. are non-living as they do not possess the power of knowing.
What are other sides of the living and the non-living beings?
The living beings feel pleasure and pain, whereas the non-living does not. We are living beings since we feel pleasure and pain. The table and chair do not feel pleasure and pain, so they are not living objects.
Our eyes see, our ears hear, and the body feels pain and pleasure. So, is your body a living being?
No. Our body is not a living being. The eye never sees and the ear never hears. The seer and the hearer is our soul, quite separate from them. If the eye and the ear possess the power of seeing and hearing, then a dead body should be able to see and hear. So the body is non-living, and its organs, such as eyes, ears, etc., are also non-living.
I have understood that I am a living being, that the body is a non-living, that I am possessed of the power of knowing, and the body does not have this power. I know the body does not know.
If you have understood the difference, please tell me whether an elephant is a non-living or a living.
Like our body, the bodies of an elephant and living beings are non-living, but the souls are living.
Very good answer, Hiralal.
I have understood all this, but please let me know, what benefit is derived from this knowledge?
Without knowing this, we cannot have a correct understanding of our soul. And without such understanding, we cannot attain real happiness. Since all of us wish to be happy, we should have this knowledge.
We can ourselves attain Godhood by understanding the reality about the living and non-living.